This is St. Louis Public Radio. Missouri's long, contentious, and unpredictable election cycle will come to an end on Tuesday. That's when Missourians will make their choices on local and statewide elections with long-lasting implications. St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum and Joe Manis break down the candidates' final pitches to voters and what may influence the final outcome.
Joe, at the risk of plunging into hyperbole here.
Which you're prone to do from time to time.
And that's true, that's true. It's not too much of an overstatement to say that Tuesday's election could be a major turning point for Missouri. With competitive races up and down the ticket, Tuesday may determine Missouri's public policy and political destiny.
Most of the attention is squarely on Missouri's governor and U.S. Senate contests. Tens of millions of dollars have flowed either directly or indirectly to the four major candidates seeking those posts, which is a sure sign of how competitive and tight those races are.
And it's fair to say that the candidates are making very different closing arguments to voters, right, Joe?
Absolutely, and they're not pulling any punches. In the governor's race, Republican hopeful Eric Greitens is emphasizing his newcomer status, much in the same vein as GOP presidential nominee Donald Trump. Greitens says he'd offer a refreshing change from Koster, currently Missouri's Attorney General.
Chris Koster is a 22-year career politician, a guy who said his top priority for the state of Missouri is expanding Obamacare. By contrast, I'm a Navy SEAL, small business owner, a conservative outsider who's never been involved in politics before, and people are getting involved in our campaign because they want to take Missouri in a new direction.
Perhaps it's no surprise that Koster takes issue with the idea that experience is a bad thing. In fact, he contends that Greitens is hopelessly ill-prepared to be governor.
For us to take our frustrations of government and to put a completely inexperienced governor on top of that organization and think that this is going to make the world a better place is frankly naive. It's a $27 billion corporation with 53,000 employees, the state of Missouri is. Somebody's got to know how to run the thing.
So we've seen the experienced Democratic official versus fresh-faced Republican angle in the governor's race. But it's the reverse in the U.S. Senate contest between U.S. Senator Roy Blunt and Democrat Jason Kander.
Blunt has held public office for more than 40 years, spending close to 20 years in Washington. He's emphasized his willingness to work with Democrats as well as his conservative record on social issues. And if Democrat Hillary Clinton becomes president, Blunt has promised to heavily scrutinize her Supreme Court nominees.
It is a critical moment. It is a critical moment. It will not come around again. On November the 9th, nobody will be sorry that they worked too hard.
Kander, though, is turning Blunt's experience against him. The 35-year-old Army veteran says being in Washington changed Blunt's values and that it's time for a millennial to take over.
Time for a new generation of leadership. Time to have more people who have voluntarily been through something in their life that's more difficult than a re-election campaign.
Now, obviously, Joe, a lot of variables can influence Missouri's statewide races. The biggest could be the presidential race.
It's assumed that if Trump carries Missouri by more than 10 percentage points, it will help Blunt, Greitens, and Republicans running for down-ballot statewide offices or state legislative seats. But if his edge is less, that could help the Democrats.
But it's not absolute. In 2012, a number of Democratic senators prevailed in states that then-GOP presidential nominee Mitt Romney won. Romney carried Missouri by almost 10 points, but U.S. Senator Claire McCaskill, a Democrat, decimated the gaffe-prone Republican Todd Akin. It's that type of unpredictability that will keep both of us up late, frantically refreshing the election results on the Secretary of State's website until the final votes are tallied. Until then, I'm Jason Rosenbaum.
And I'm Joe Manis, St. Louis Public Radio.